Blog Talk Radio.
Of the church activated and then got into the meeting. It's always wonderful. Now, in progress, further, I think it would be proper and correct for me to express my gratitude and appreciation for the outstanding representation from Pathways to People of Faith and the observation. Forty years of leading you from here to glory. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And also to cause our sisters to continue to be steadfast and unmovable. These steadfast sisters, don't worry, sisters, these steadfast and unmovable, stay sane, don't give up nothing but what God wants you to have. Just stay sane. Help is on the way. All the single sisters, look at each other and say, help is on the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. My wife would like me to talk about these kinds of things. She was a same sanctified girl. The same sanctified girl in a little small storefront church in Detroit on the east side. And her story is that she went and prayed every day. She would go and pray every day. People would still walk in the streets on the east side. That was one of the ladies. Went going down to church, prayed every day for a moon. Prayed every day. And she would stay faithful to the Lord. And soon she got found. She got discovered. And I did have a good day. Listen on. She had a prayer life, so that taught her to speak with me. Through thick and thin. Got thick sometimes. But she hung on in there. Praise the Lord. So that means that she trusts God. That she allowed herself to change her name to heaven.
Yeah.
Have a dead of the day. Thought about ending it, but she's hung in there. Praise the Lord. Paul said, I would do it when I thought to do the right thing, I didn't do it. Sometimes I didn't do it. But she hung on in there. I'm giving her credit today. I obeyed the Lord. I'm grateful to God, Mama. Hold on, man. No play right here, brother. No play right here. Hold on, brother. No play. I'm grateful to God that I found the right thing or not. I'm grateful to God. I was in bedroom in my brother's house. I'm grateful to God that I found the right thing or not. He said, you found the right thing. He said, you know what you got now? I said, yeah. He said, how many members do you have in your church? I said, six. He said, if you keep what you got, you'll only have six. I thought I had the right thing then. He said, but if you If you preach the one I preach, I bless you. All right. There's a 346. That would have been all the numbers I've ever had. 346. God told me that. That's all you ever have. Look at how it is below. Look at that. 346, 18, 12, 14. Give yourself a hand. So, baby, I'm a fact that you can tell you that obedience is better than sacrifice. I thought I had it going on with what I had. And I sacrificed what I had to take what God said to do. And it paid off. Look at somebody said, you just obey the Lord, you can live a better life. A lot of people are not successful because they refuse to meet with God. Richard Young came to preach for us when I had my church on the phone and blessed. And he got a song with him called Move with the Cloud. And that song blessed us, and the saints are still singing. The song goes, the cloud of glory is moving. Move with the cloud. Move with the cloud. Let me see if my dad can pick it up. He said, let your spirit rise, the strength be you. Come with us, worship God together.
No,
I got saved back in the day. And the only few songs kept us all week long. I used to be on my little school. I lived about the next block over about 5 days. And whatever songs we said on Sunday morning, I'd be singing them over the school. I was looking at them like, I'm problem. You can get up to the church. Yes. Oh, he didn't even know that. He said, I don't even know this. But it's all out of God. And he was not there. He was there. the girl probably gave the test called a kick from coughing on her. You got to be cleaned out and everything. So he looked better, dude. Look at his skin kind of coming back. Thanks for the offer. Now, y'all know I like the outcome as a pastor. I'm ready to worship, but I also like the outcome too. We had a great time at our banquet. My son Joe is crazy. That's the mayor to tell the people in open company that I beat him. I beat him. He said, so when he got through this, when he said, therapist, I beat that boy to the end of the road. He made me feel bad. I don't think that sounds genius to Charlie, so he let me say something else. If it was out of order, I mean, I'll say, I gotta make it all quick. I don't like my boys if you're doing foolish stuff. That's why their wives got good husbands. If they said he's like a young man, every one of them, my boys told me, I said, Daddy, thank you. Thank you for everything. Because of you, you made me the man I am. Sure, I'm going to tell you, no lights have been turned off, no coffee have been either that, no phone have been turned off. His wife will say, my husband taking good care of me. Watch this, with the grand family plan. But everybody said, no boys pay their bills. And they know how to survive. Keep it going. The wives don't have to worry because we're going to keep it going. So if they haven't had a bad day in her life for the last 38 years, she's been blessed. I'm telling you something. I'm telling you something. Look at what you're looking for. The older she gets. Yeah. Who said that? I mean, now we're talking about a man that keeps talking over there every morning. Like, come on, man, you know you wish you had a man do that. You know everybody going to do it on. Everybody going to get their time on the apple right now. Don't bring no Christmas envelope to you. But bring what God has blessed you with. Do exactly what God has trusted you to do. I was teaching a class on Paul Ethics not too long ago, and I asked him to show him, oh, you don't want to be making it. Well, would you give me $100,000 in this Sunday? Get the $1 million and you won't give me time. You know, if you get $1 million, you can give $100,000 to the Lord, right? No, why is that so hard? Guess what?
How many people need to be able to do this? I'm a treasure. I'm a very long up in here. Let me see if I can even not make a million next week. Not only things you say, but I'm going to laugh up in here. Hey, see, the reason why I'm a successful pastor, I have never
get God's money for myself. All money that comes from the Lord goes to the Lord. It does. No one can tell you. I'm going to lay down my bed and have a vision. I said, my Lord, you didn't let me have not one of those students that was available for us to have a church. What are you saying to me? Am I going to be in the corner more than over? He said, let me show you what you can do in the corner more than over. He said, you talked about it before you were at the other facility. Take this basketball out and move it to Regent Street. Why does church two times wide on the main floor? You know what they say, you're sitting out there one Sunday night, he want to lean off their church on that way? I said, yes, Lord. He said, well, put the wing out there.
Yeah.
He said, you own the houses that's going to put it. Yeah. Now, they now, they put education on that side. Put the houses down. I said, well, I'm not going to say that with the robot. You can have your house there, God, give us blessing. When God bless us, guess what? I have a loan to put you in. Do you know what happened? Did I tell you guys that I'm going to increase the parking lot? Did I tell you I'm going to buy your house, tear it down, put you across the street in the grandma's house, all we got to do, because we're going to need the parking space? God, I'm laying the bed and God started talking to me. That's why I put it in the office to go. I feel balcony in here.
Yes.
Because it's possible. I don't see the church two times longer. I don't see it look like a palace when you drive down 3 years.
Yeah.
I don't see the park around with a beautiful lawn since the pillars all around with God comes around me and there and that and around and says, God, it's a thing. I don't see the beautiful church for a bridge coming from the church over to the education. I see all of that. And don't say how come there's people that are loyal to leadership and resist the leaders. They never going to be paying their time in office. They never going to be doing it.
Yeah.
And people are going to come to Asia just to see what we did. You've got to go to Asia to see what happened to them. More than ever. There's a palace over there. That's what I want to see. How many of y'all see that? We got to be able to see it. You know, with me, we'll never see it. So that's what I'm trying to do. Now, we're like the children of Israel in the wilderness now. We're going to the promised land. I promise you, Lord, let me live, it shall be done. Can you imagine a pastor's office stretched out across the back of that lot? And a whole building with classrooms upstairs, a furniture piled downstairs, a room that the rent and nothing with him? Look at this young man here. And over here, he said to me, you know that. He said, my son, one day, he told me he wanted a baby ministry upstairs. But I'll fall further than that. I'm going to stretch my balcony up there, looking down this way. When we get through, I guarantee you see about 1,500 people on this corner. I'll increase the capacity by 1,000. So we got to do how to get that. Every head bow. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to see into a promise that you've given leadership. And I've made it known. You shall not a vision that people perish. So, Lord, you made me a visionary. And, Lord, I thank you that we shall not be a failure except in the city of Exodus. The Lord Adam is one of the greatest churches not only in Eastern, but in the Metropolitan Metroplex and in the state of Michigan and in the United States of America. We thank you for what you're doing and what you're going to do. Now, anoint our hands and anoint our hearts to be faithful to you. To bring the tenth part of our increase and the offering unto you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Before I have you bring your time up, let's give a standing ovation for dignitaries of the faith for charity, for carrying our. Thank you. Now you're
I'm
you're not going to see him. Not going to see him. Take a second. I said, you're going to see him. This is what it's not that you're going to have. It has to be in the time. You have to check. This is your plan. Hey, what are you doing?
By your spirit. Help us to say things that would inspire your people to help them to have hope down this moment. We'll give you the praise, honor, and glory for all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let your Bibles open while you're standing. We're going to be the text. I'll be reading, and now, so the younger children, you can go to church now. All the children can go downstairs. Go to church. It's church time for y'all. Go to church. Get your balloons and your popsicles and your bubble gum and all that. Also, before I announce the text, y'all saw a beautiful cake that was up at the Vantage facility.
Yes, we did.
It's 40. 63, 75. We have a whole layer of that cake downstairs for all of y'all to share as long as it lasts. Now, don't run over each other. I'll give another hummus to slice it so everybody can get a piece. That's what we do. You want to slice that cake, Mama Holly? Slice it up. Everybody got to get a piece. Use your Christian ability. Make a slice so everybody can appeal. Even say the crumbs. Hey, well, that's right. Go ahead. Slice the cake. Make sure everybody can appeal. They won't come down to the church. Here's a few. Deacon Blackwell, he's recording all the sermons. Y'all need a copy of today's sermon. Go back there and get it. I think it's $12. Genesis 15, he said. So y'all go back there. Now, I'm going to say this. Sister Hattie, see me. This is her must. You will have her with you 24-7. No matter what your component is, whatever what a type you're under. There are prayers for all kinds of confrontations that Satan comes. You need to have one in your car. And you need to have one in your home to pray you through. It's like a 24-7 covering. And I would say that everybody in here needs this. This is truly a deliverance prayer album. For every subject of life, God has used her to go to a studio and pray you through any other situation. I don't have all the titles in here, but you, at the service, don't stand people at the table. We're going to have at least 20 of them back there. So the first 20 will get there. If we need more, we'll bring some more, but we're going to have at least 20 of them back there. So, and this is good to give your people in your family as a Christmas gift. Prayer is the key. So not say that. But I dare you to say as well as Jesus. Oh, my God. It's saying it is really like when we're going to arrest you. It's like putting a pin behind a handcuff at him. So everybody in here needs to get this CD. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to tell people, six in the car time, you bring the whole box in. So everybody in here, you get, and she's going to take them all out of town. But if you sell out, we just sell out. But y'all need to get this. I'm telling you as a pastor, you need to get this. This is done under the anointing of God while this woman was to herself. The prayer was captivated. So now be sure to get it. Here's the text. Isaiah chapter 40. Verse 12. We'll begin reading. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and made it out of heaven with his span, comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and hills in a balance, who has directed the Spirit of the Lord while being his counselor has taught him. With whom took he counsel? He instructed him and taught him in the path of judgment and taught him knowledge and showed to him the way of understanding. The holy nations are as a drop in a bucket and accounted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing. And Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beasts, therefore sufficient for a burning offering. I like this part. All nations before him are as nothing. They are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. Now let me read from another passage here. It reads like this. Who has scooped up the oceans in his two hands? Who measured the sky between his thumb and little finger? Who's put all the earth's dust in one of his buckets or baskets? Weigh each mountain and hill. Who could have told God what to do or taught him his business? What expert would he give have gone to for advice? What school would he attended to learn justice? What God did you suppose might have taught him what he knows, show them how things work, while the nations are but a drop in a bucket, and they're smudged on a window. Watch him sweep up the aisles like so much dust off the floor. There aren't enough trees in Lebanon, nor enough animals of those vast forests to furnish adequate fuel and offer for his worship. All the nations add up to simply nothing before him. Less than nothing that's more like it than this. Son, no God I own, it's ridiculous. It makes in a workshop cast in bronze given to them and drink with silver fig leaves. Or perhaps someone will select a fine wood, olive wood says, that would rot. So, amen. Let's get to that. That's good. I want to talk about just briefly a great God. What kind of God we serve? Yeah, that's just summarized it all. I sometimes spend my early hours in the morning. I start off by getting a book and reading the book. Sometimes I'm sad to be still in the bed asleep and I get up to get the book. And this morning chapter just sprang out of me and grabbed my eyes. I said, my God, I remember how you talked to Job in the 38th chapter. He asked Job a question. Where were you when the sons of the morning sang unto me? He said, good, if the Lord's about to you asking me questions, let me ask you some questions. Where were you when I hung the moon and the stars on nothing? Who measured the span of that they are? Ask those questions, Joseph. Joseph followed his back over and went to that and the same syndromes that a lot of us go through. Because you don't know. The other day, my son, which everybody basically knows, put together some voices in Los Angeles, California, and call it the LX Gathering, or the LX Man's Choir. And there's a song that we put on that called Great God. You hear it now and then. And I like the music, how it goes. He's getting to sing about this great God. The music builds up. It gets your attention. And so I said, I want to talk to the saints and make them understand what we're doing and how great of a God we serve. The text here in chapter 40 starts off with a company word. In the first verse it says, Comfort me, my people, says your God. Why were they at a time when they needed to be comforted? They were at a time of captivation. They had been captivated. They had lost the glory that God had desired for them. And so God allowed them to be captivated. There. See? That's a bad word to some church folks. A lot of folks don't like to hear sin. I don't blame you. I don't either. Sin is a bad word. It's a word that says that you're now separated from God. God never allows himself to be encompassed in sin because God is not holy. He's the opposite of us. And when you leave your holy status, then you find out that you're now captivated by the enemy. So you don't ever want to put yourself in a position to be captivated by the enemy and lose everything that God has intended for you. Some people lose everything God has for them because they allow sin to captivate them. Now, they were in a place of destitution. They were despondent. And one place I read in the passage of Scripture where it says, they requested the children of God to sing one of Zion's songs while they were captivated. Y'all know that? Remember that? And so somebody comes and says, how can we sing Zion's song in a land, a strange land? They were no longer free, and they were bound. I wonder if I'm talking to anybody sitting up here that's living in a strange land right now. You desire to praise God, you desire to give a word, but you're so strangely away from God that you have nothing to say. I often tell ministers all the time, ministers, though, whatever you do, never clip your own wings. You always want to keep yourself above all the things that bring men and women down. Because you can't bring somebody up when you can knock down yourself. I want to say it now. If you alone, how can you help somebody else that's wrong? You have to maintain the law to let your life go shine. You can't do the things that the enemy calls people to do in some of the people at the same time. Y'all are all of y'all in the same basket. You got to come out of this. You know what Paul said? Paul said, I blame myself on the suggestion. Yes, at any time I've got reason to save others, I myself become a castaway. Because I'm the pastor, don't give me no freedom to do sin. And say, I can tell you how to stay out of sin. First of all, I got to be the first example so I can help you come out of sin. Y'all ain't going to say, man, that's all right. So 24 signatures, we're going to need to do all that stuff and still follow, still come. But I don't see how you can follow someone that's not an example. Now, back in the day, in the old school, when you did sin as a pastor, you stood out. You're not even fit to stand before God's people. But in this new day, the pastor can stand all over the people, and they still have church. But that's the last day church. That's the last day church. He said, you're going to need the crop of coal, the wood one, I'll see you out of my mouth. That's the last day church, because they have a fear of God in it. But the now of power of the earth, what are you preaching? What are you telling people they must do to be yourself? That's not supposed to imagine. I say to Eric Commissioner, in the last 6 minutes that I have to talk to you, when you confess Christ, you need to live a life for the folks to have a message over. People need to look at you and say, that's where I'm sitting over here. That's where a Christian over here. You are your problem, suffering. You can't hide with the devil, swing with the devil, and then the devil comes down and says, he will say, what's wrong?
Most men ain't looking for one thing. And I'm going to take you to man, brothers. And all of you looking on the radio, put this out. You need to listen on the radio, you need to listen to one thing. The men are in the world. You married it, you already got it. You got it wrong.
I'm not going to
I'm You don't have to do that. You don't have to try it how it goes. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. The truth is that we all say have come short of the glory of God. This is what some people can categorize. So how do you resolve you should be here not only see the second hand of the Lord help me? Nobody can make us who we want us to do with you. This is whatever to you, this is ourselves. We give ourselves to you, God, we cleanse us. I can't deliver myself. God has to deliver me. And so whatever it is, because some people categorize it, so if you know we put certain things here and certain ones there, but if you got right people, you got to talk. You know, if you got a nasty attitude, you got a bunch of better than anybody that's doing it well. And so we need to know that it's God that we put everything to God. Everything. Amen? This is God that we put on things to do. We cannot deliver ourselves with even ourselves again. Take it. I think it's from one of the scripts that I have. The poor people that could not be delivered before. Some of you are going to get some supernatural things in the next 3 months. to things that are changing me, to lifestyles, to situations that are happening to you. I prophetically speak it to you. So let's just talk to you as First Lady now, and talk to you as a prophet. I say, we will obey God, the Lord is going to do some supernatural things. We need some 24-hour prayer all the way through the, what is this called?